From the latest blockbusters to hidden gems, news and reviews, this is your destination for everything movies. Grab your Chock Top and popcorn, sit back and relax. And don't forget to switch your phone to silent.
Here we go.
It's Talking Flicks with JT and Grant Lee.
Yes, hello and welcome to Talking Flicks, where we talk everything happening on the big screen. News, got reviews, and lots and lots of fun. Mr. Lee, hello.
Good afternoon. How are you, Jay?
Wonderful Friday, as always. So, feeling great heading into the weekend.
Isn't it great to think we've got the weekend? It's just going to be so much fun.
Ah, cannot wait. Hopefully, some movies in the near future, Mr. Lee, for the weekend.
Absolutely, because that's the reason why it's going to be fun, because you can go see any movie on this weekend.
Love it. And there are some great movies out, which we will get to very soon. But, Mr. Lee, you've been trekking this week. What's been going on?
Yeah, look, I've actually been in Sydney, and I went to visit Animal Logic.
Right. What's that about? What's the story behind that?
Well, they're the people who are animators, and they've done the Lego movie, Happy Feet, all those sort of movies, and they're actually quite big in Hollywood, and it's all here made in Australia.
Ah, look at you hanging out with all the cool stuff.
Oh, look, I tell you, it was such an experience. And to see these things, no one can just walk in and see it. So it was a cool experience.
Look at you. Where was my exclusive invite?
Oh, sorry, it must be in the mail still.
Let me guess, it got lost.
It did. And you know what? When I offered it to my wife and she said yes, well, I went, is it JT or is it my wife? And you know what they say, happy wife, happy life.
I know, Mr. Lee, I know. I thought you would have thought of me, that's all. Anyway.
I did for a split second.
For a split second, yeah. Oh, I'm glad you guys have had a good time.
It's so exciting what you can see.
Yeah, what a nice week for you. But it all started back on the weekend with Star Wars. We had been speaking about it for weeks leading up to it. May the 4th be with you. Yeah. And I'm hearing, by all reports, Mr. Lee, it was a packed-out Forum 6.
Look, it was, and even at the Odeon, it was packed out. It was massive. It was epic.
It makes you look at it, and you look at Star Wars fans, such a fantastic base of people that love these movies and getting a bit of nostalgia in, because when you look at it, you know, what was it, 6 films, wasn't it, over the 2 days?
Yeah. You've got to be dedicated to sit there for 6 days.
You certainly do. Yeah, I don't know if I could have done it.
No, I think you would have. Oh, especially this, because it was such an experience on the big screen.
Now, did you dress up, Mr. Lee? No,
I didn't. But we had Chewbacca come into our Tamworth cinema.
Oh, yes.
And he was awesome.
Yes, he was huge.
Absolutely. He was actually 7 foot, whatever, 7 foot one, 7 foot two.
Oh, he was towering over you, Mr. Lee. Was. Towering over
yes,
you.
I did get a photo or two.
Yes, you did. Yes, you had to get it. You'd never miss a photo opportunity, Mr. Lee, would you? So,
no, I don't. You know, I love that sort of stuff.
Good to see you getting in there with Chewie, and great to see everybody turning out and supporting Star Wars. So that's over for another year now, and I'm guessing it's on the cards for 2025.
Oh, look, I hope so.
Let's bring it back.
Because that is, it's a good, yeah.
Now, Mr. Lee, let's rip into some new movies, movies for this week. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, we spoke about this one very briefly last week about if you've been following the series. Another one to go and watch now, and looking at the preview of it, it looks spectacular. The animation, the work that goes into it, it all looks really lifelike.
It certainly does. And when you think it came from 1968, The Planet of the Apes, with Charlton Heston and Roddy McDowall, and to what we're to now, it is just incredible.
Well, the story was set, it's about 300 years ago, which they're following on from, and that was the Planet of the Apes we saw back in 2017.
Yes, and this is still Caesar's reign, even though Caesar is dead, but the apes are now the dominant species.
Well, let's have a listen to the amazing Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes.
Are you familiar?
with the concept of evolution. In their time, humans were capable of many great things. They could fly like eagles fly. They could speak across oceans. But now it is our time. And it is my kingdom. We will learn. Apes will learn. I will learn.
Human lived side by side.
Impossible as that may seem.
Why do they hunt her?
She's smarter than most.
The elders did not tell us everything about this world.
Bend for your king.
Apes hunt humans.
Apes, very smart animals, Mr. Lee. I don't know, you go to the zoo and you see the apes doing their thing there, and they're kind of like humans, realistically.
Yeah, they certainly are.
And I don't know.
It's good to know we've got a friend still.
Exactly. Exactly right. Although, when you listen to that trailer, apes taking on humans, that's, yeah, a bit of a scary thing. But another thing to I guess, we've got to give it up to is the spectacular cast. Freya Allen, who plays May, she was, of course, of that Netflix series Witcher, and she was spectacular in that. And also Owen Teague, who plays Noah.
He's been in a few.
The interesting thing behind Owen Teague and when he sort of came in to do this movie, how do you get a role as an ape, Mr. Lee? How do you reckon you do it?
Well, look, I don't know. Would you have to ape around the casting table or something? Or
that's what you'd think, wouldn't you? Like, you have to play like an actual ape? Like, do you have to make the noises? And this is how you do it.
Well, you set up the camera on, in my case, in my little, you know, room, my apartment, and you get on the floor and you read the scene. And you try to just forget about the fact that you're playing an ape and just play the truth of it.
Mm. So it sounds like not too much involved, Mr. Lee.
Doesn't. I think I could do that.
I was going to say, we could have very easily applied for this role, and that could have been our opening. Now, I've got to be honest, I didn't see us getting roles as apes to start our acting career, but you've got to take whatever you can get, right?
Exactly right. And you know what? If they're paying the big money like they do, I would do it.
And another thing too, I guess, is I was going to say, yeah, comes with a very nice paycheck, so we wouldn't turn that down. Now, Owen Teague also, I guess if you're going to play a role like an ape, you've got to learn how to do ape, right? So how do you do that, Mr. Lee? You go to ape school, right? You go to ape school.
There's an ape school.
There is such thing. Check this out.
I spent a week with actual chimpanzees at a sanctuary in Florida called the Center for Great Apes. And interacted with chimps and played games with chimps and in one case spoke ASL with a chimpanzee. But that was a really, really crucial week for me to have to just kind of, you know, absorb, you know, the behaviors and how they move. And but then it was our ape school work, and that was really where we formed these bonds with one another that are in that you see on screen, you know.
Yeah, I wonder if like he dreams of apes. Maybe he kept an ape. I don't know.
But how funny is that to go to ape school and then to play with chimpanzees and all that. That's dedication.
Huge dedication. Huge. So that is Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, and that is out right now. Go and check that one out on a big screen near you. Now, also screening this weekend, Mr. Lee, what's coming up?
Look, we've got Tarot, we've got Spy, X-Family Code White, Shroud's Last Session, The Fall Guy, Abigail, Kung Fu Panda 4, Ghostbusters Frozen Empire, Godzilla X-Con, The New Empire, and also check out your local cinema for what else is playing just at that cinema.
Yeah, true, because there might be some movies playing at perhaps the Odeon 5, the Forum 6 is not playing, and vice versa. So, yeah, hop online and check those films out, and go and support the cinemas and go and see a movie this weekend.
Now, talking about seeing a movie, I have some news, JT. Do you want to know what it is?
We got a job in a film of some sort, did we? We got this acting gig. You got us a gig, Mr. Lee.
I wish. Now, that would be good. No, this is actually bigger than that. I went and saw Tarot.
You did not.
I did last Friday with my wife. I said, okay, let's do it. And I watched. And I, mind you, I sat there with my eyes closed, my ears closed. But it was interesting. It was scary.
Oh, Mr. Lee, that is scary. Well done. Well, did you get a choc top this time? Did you actually eat it?
I didn't actually get a choc top after the last time, so I just got popcorn.
And were you climbing all over Wendy throughout it? You just going to tie it?
Wasn't really that type of movie, but yeah, I did sit a space not right next to her because I was too worried she was going to touch me on the leg or something and I'd jump.
Oh, well done, Mr. Lee. I'm very proud of you. That is very good. Well done. What did you think?
Yeah, I actually really enjoyed it. I don't think I could do an MA horror because it's really scary, those. But this, an M-rated horror, was still pretty scary.
So basically, they've got some tarot cards, and I'm guessing they all kind of start to get bumped off one by one. That's kind of how it plays out. The tarot cards, you know, hold powers, and am I right along that line of thinking?
Yeah. The story is you shouldn't actually touch other people's tarot cards, which she actually said. But anyway, she started reading all the tarot cards, and then whatever you were actually given, that's how you died.
Wow, I love it. I've got to go see
you
it.
You would. And some of the ways they died was pretty scary.
Pretty graphic.
Oh, yeah. Very graphic.
Yeah. Very graphic. But I remember when we played the trailer last week and just gave you shivers, the hairs on the back of your neck were standing up, so... How you got through that, Mr. Lee, I've got no idea, but yeah. Well,
can I say I watched it at 10 o'clock in the morning, so by the time I had to go to bed, I'd forgotten all the scary parts.
Oh, that's good. At least you slept well that night, Mr. Lee. I was worried. I thought you may still have not had much sleep. Let's do some top fives. Let's go around the globe. We're going to go around the country this week, and we'll see what's happening in your backyard. How about we do the top five in Oz, Mr. Lee?
Sure, let's go. Number five is Godzilla X-Con, The New Empire. Number four is Tarot. Number three is Kung Fu Panda 4. Number two is Challengers. And number one for Australia, The Fall Guy.
Again, number one.
Again.
Yeah. How good's that? Good old Ryan Gosling. That's why he's up there. But it is a really good movie. Really good movie.
You enjoyed it.
You loved it. Loved it. Gave it a... I think it was a 3.5, close to 4.
Yeah, I think it was 3.5. Yeah, chop tops.
Yeah, very good. Now, where else are we going in the country, Mr. Lee, to do another top five? Where can we go? We did New South last week, should we go?
Yeah, exactly right. I reckon we should go to Victoria this time because, you know, hopefully we've got some Victorian listeners down there. So, yeah, we'll go there.
I think we do. I think Melbourne. We've got a few out of Melbourne, which is great, giving us some streams. So, hello to those listening right now. In Victoria, these are your top five movies. Number five is Tarot. Number four, Mr. Lee, great to see this one in here. Star Wars 4, 5, and 6.
Yes, how good is that? And they're the originals.
Obviously, they must have had a massive turnout in Victoria. So I'm guessing, are we suggesting that maybe that's the state with the biggest Star Wars fans? I don't know.
Yeah, it might be. Maybe. That's a big call, but.
Number three, Kung Fu Panda 4. Number two, Challengers, which you gave a glowing review about, Mr. Lee, a couple of weeks ago, the tennis movie. And number one, no surprise, the Fall Guy, Ryan Gosling, does it again.
Him and Emily Blunt just work so well.
Yeah, perfect little combination there. So, yeah, if you haven't seen that one yet, one to go and check out. Now, Mr. Lee, let's head into some movie news. What's going on at the moment with Mike Myers?
Look, this is exciting because I love the Austin Powers movie series. Did you enjoy those?
Oh, I loved it. He just plays the role so well, doesn't he? Like,
Yes.
I couldn't imagine. I couldn't imagine another Austin Powers being played by anyone else.
No, absolutely. Well, there's now talk, only just talk, there could be an Austin Powers 4 movie.
Oh, how good would that be?
Oh, it would be awesome. Because I really did enjoy the whole three of them. You know, it was just so much fun.
Well, let's hope that this is true. Let's hope that we do see another Myers. Because when was the last one?
It's been two
ages
decades.
Ago.
Yeah, 2 decades.
Ages ago. So, yeah, hopefully that's in the making. Now, in some sad news too, Bernard Hill, which we just heard about today, he passed away last week.
Yeah, which is very sad. Now, he played the captain of the Titanic movie in the 1997 movie.
Yeah, Edward Smith. Yeah, he was the... Mm. And we'll never forget the moment towards the end of the movie where he's standing in the front of the ship and the glass breaks and the water comes splashing in and he goes down with the ship.
And as they always say, the captain always goes down to the ship.
Yeah, and he certainly did.
Very sad.
Let's go around the screens and see what's happening at our cinemas. Let's start with the Forum 6 in Tamworth, your neck of the woods, Mr. Lee, and...
Yes.
Golda, which we're going to... which is in its opening week next week. But, yeah, you guys are doing another movie and lunch.
Yeah, look, after our last one last Wednesday, which was Proud's last session, it was huge, it was great. So looking forward to doing another one on May 22 for Golda at 10:30.
May 22, it's $15.50, which that's great because that includes your sandwiches and your refreshments. Yeah.
Yep, which is a great deal.
So is tickets on sale now for that one?
They will be on sale from Tuesday.
Tuesday. Okay, we'll make sure we get our hands on those for a nice movie and lunch. Off to the Odeon 5 in Orange. Now, on Sunday, a special screening of Mamma Mia at 1 p.m. Now, this is for Mother's Day.
Yes, it is. And, you know, who does not love ABBA?
Oh, I love ABBA.
That was brilliant.
Love ABBA.
So, I grew up with ABBA. That was one of my favourite bands when I was a kid.
I bet it was, and I bet you used to love belting out Mamma Mia, didn't you? You probably you had the hairbrush, didn't you, Mr. Lee? I mean...
Yes,
this was when
I
you had hair.
There, my sister and I. Yeah.
Yes.
Can I tell you something else?
Mm-hmm.
Our number plate on our car was ABA. Oh. We always thought we were ABBA.
Oh, Mr. Lee. Mr. Lee.
I know. It's very sad. And I used to collect the little collector cards. And back in my day, we used to get chewing gum with them.
Oh,
and
my
so
God.
We'd always collect them. Yeah.
You learn something new every day, don't you, Mr. Lee? How did you keep that from me for so long that you're a
I know.
Yeah, a self-confessed ABBA fan. That's I didn't see that one coming, Mr. Lee. It's kind of caught me by surprise. No.
Maybe I shouldn't have told you, so you're going to pay it out on me all the time.
What is your favorite ABBA song? What gets you going?
I think Mamma Mia.
Got to be, right?
And Fernando as well.
I don't mind Waterloo.
Waterloo's
yeah,
right.
Waterloo's good. But jeez, if you could pick any ABBA song, right? Because they're all hits.
And you know what? ABBA was bigger in Australia than anywhere else in the world.
And it still is. Like every time you're out somewhere and an ABBA song comes on, you just want to break out to it. Yes, and I'm sure you would too, Mr. Lee. I'm sure you got a few dance moves.
Oh, I certainly would, Jay.
I reckon you were a man of the sprinkler. I have no doubt about that. Or maybe it was a lawnmower. I'm not sure, but...
This is going to save the lawnmower? You do know me too well.
Oh, dear. We need to have a look at ABBA night and just put ABBA songs on and see you go for it. Tickets are now on the sale for that one. $10 each. But you want to stunt those up pretty quick, Mr. Lee, because we've only got a couple of days to go now.
Correct. Absolutely. You better get in there quick.
And do not forget Mum.
You better take her.
because if you're not taking mum, there's a problem. Yeah. Yeah, Mr. Lee, it's been a while since you and I have been able to speak Bollywood. We used to talk about it all the time back in, you know, our earlier Talking Flicks days. You guys were doing constant screens of them because people were just turning out in droves to see a Bollywood film. But at the Forum 6 in Wagga this weekend, it's all about the Bollywood.
It is. So tonight they've got a special screening of, is it Shrikantha?
Shrikanth. Is what I would say. Yeah.
Okay, good. You know I can never pronounce these.
Oh, I know, because you don't come to rehearsals, and that's...
I know.
You know, you just, you're like, oh, I know, you like to try and wing it. You've got to rehearse, Mr. Lee, which is why I'm concerned about today's movie, Oki, because that's going to be a freaking disaster, but we'll get to that very soon.
Oh, dear. On Sunday, Wagga are playing Shinda Shinda No Papa.
You nailed that one. You were always going to nail that one, weren't you? You were trying to get there quick smart.
Because I knew how to say that one.
Yeah. Do we have any idea what these things mean? No, we don't. But Bollywood, great music, so much colour. Yeah, just love the colour and the dance. So, yeah.
You know the other thing I like? They actually have intermission.
Yeah, well, yeah, like, that's good, isn't it? Nice little break. Imagine if you did Indian-inspired food. How good would that be, like, in the intermission?
Nice curry.
Oh, yum. Some papadums or something. Yeah, that's... Oh, that sounds so good. There's
now you're making me hungry.
There's an idea, Miss Lee. well, it is lunchtime. It is lunchtime, so that's...
Yeah, it is.
Explains the reason why, but, yeah, so there you go. That is on this weekend. It's on tonight, so make sure you grab yourself some tickets for that. Now, opening up next week, we spoke very briefly about Golda, Mr. Lee. Now, if you're a massive Helen Mirren fan, this is one to go and check out, but Helen Mirren not looking like Helen Mirren in this one.
No, she's not. She's actually looking like Golda herself, which is the Israeli Prime Minister, Golda Meir. And this is set 19 days after the Yom Kippur War in 1973.
You want to pick Helen Mirren for a movie like this. So if you're a history buff...
She's a strong lady.
Hugely strong lady. Some of the big movies she's been in. But yeah, if you enjoy a good biography, history, drama type film, then Golda is one you'll want to go and see. She spent a lot of time in the makeup chair for this movie, Mr. Lee. It was big time.
3.5 hours.
Wow. Wow.
It take you long that long to get makeup on and
every day
ready for work for the morning.
Jeez, yeah. Look, and do you know what? That's worthwhile going and seeing the movie alone. Apparently, Mr. Lee, she's smoking in every scene in the movie.
Because apparently, the real life Golda actually smoked. She was a heavy smoker.
Yeah,
and that must be really hard to do that when you don't smoke.
Apparently, even smoking during medical procedures. So that's probably not advised.
No, definitely not.
Not advised at all. So that one sounds very interesting. I can't wait for that next week. I also can't wait for... This is one I'm going to go and take the kids to see, Mr. Lee, is If.
Yes. Yeah, look, this is from the mind of John Kuransky, which is Emily Blunt's husband.
Wow.
Did you know that?
No, I didn't. See, the man in the know, Mr. Lee. This is why you have the top job working at the movies, Mr. Lee. This is why you're in the front office.
Now, this one stars Ryan Reynolds, also Steve Carell, John Stewart, Maya Rudolph, Matt Damon, and Emily Blunt.
Just what a cast.
Oh, massive cast.
What a cast. Massive cast. I've got to say, embarrassingly, I only just found out the other week what IF stands for. I'm thinking IF, like, what's the end? No, it is imaginary friend.
Did you have one when you were a kid?
I think we all did.
I did.
Yeah, what was your imaginary friend, Mr. Lee?
I really can't remember, but I do remember having one.
Did it go with you everywhere?
Yeah. Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, right.
But it wasn't a bad one. Like, you know, some movies you've seen where you've had an imaginary friend that makes you do things. No, not like those bad things.
I think you still have an imaginary friend now, do you not? Sits in your office all day and talks to you. Has that happened, Mr. Lee?
I'm not going to repeat or say anything.
you know when to shut it. You're a good man.
you know when I tell you things not on the podcast, you're not meant to actually repeat.
I know. The last thing, yes, I know. Whatever helps you deal with your problems, Mr. Lee. That's
what I said, don't repeat these things.
The people need to know, Mr. Lee. They have a right to know. we're an open book here on Talking Flicks, Mr. Lee. We're all open. But that one, holding off to next week. Also, The Zone of Interest. This is another history drama type film. Christian Friedel in this one. What's this one about?
It's actually about a commander at the Auschwitz called Rudolf Hops and his wife Hedwig, and how they build a dream life for their family in a house and garden next to the camp itself.
Ooh, nice. The Zone of Interest is out next week, so we're going to run the rule over all these films next Friday. We'll have a listen to some of the trailers and let you know what you can go and see when these ones are out. So that's coming up not too far away. Mr. Lee, before we do wrap up our podcast for the day, it is now time for our favourite game. It is Movie-Oki. Are you ready to go?
I'm ready to go. But before we go...
Yes.
Can I just say last week's winner?
Yeah, you should do, Mr. Lee. Yes, we did have a winner last week, and the movie was...
Yeah, we did. It was Scream.
It was.
If you couldn't pick it with Sydney and all that.
And you playing the killer, like, you know, out of all the roles you could have had. You know, I gave you probably the toughest one.
I was so pleased to play the killer.
You know, because you don't like, you know, you don't like those kinds of movies, Mr. Lee, so I put you in a very vulnerable position.
You did. You did.
But you played a very good killer.
That's probably what made me go watch Tarot.
Well, that's good. I will take that as I've done you a service. That's good.
Last week's winner is Liam Hughes.
Woo! Congratulations,
I'm not sure
Liam.
Where he's from, but
thank you very much for listening, and thank you for putting up with Mr. Lee and I acting out that scene last week. And that was, you did very well. So you are very deserving of your movie tickets. I hope you go and see something that you like. Now, if you missed out last week, doesn't matter because you get to play again. The complexity this week is out of control because we are playing the role, Mr. Lee, of two people each.
This is going to be very interesting.
This is going to be an absolute cluster. But anyway, we'll see how we go. We'll do our best, and hopefully you can decipher which movie it is. If you can, then you score yourself a double pass to go and see a movie of your choosing. How good?
That's so easy to even just listen to what we're doing and send an email.
Well, let's get into it, Mr. Lee. I'm going first this time. I'm playing a female and a male, and you're playing a female and male, so things are even Stevens here. Let's go. Greg, would you like some yams?
Oh, yeah.
You must have had vegetables fresher than that growing up on a farm, Greg.
Dad, Greg grew up in Detroit.
He told me he grew up on a farm.
They have many farms in Detroit? No, Dina. No, not a lot. In fact, Jack, I should clarify this. I didn't actually grow up on a farm per se. The house we grew up was originally erected in the early Dutch farm, colonial style. So that, plus I had a lot of pets.
So, which one did you milk then?
What?
Honey, he said he pumped milk.
What have you ever milked? A cat.
A cat?
I milked a cat once. You want to hear the story?
Sure.
My sister had a cat, and the cat birthed a litter of kittens. Mustn't have been of them. And there was one little runt, this little sweet little engine that could run, who wanted to get up there and couldn't really get across to the teat.
Teat?
What have you? I went in and just simply, you know, just into a little saucer, then took the saucer and fed to the little Beppo.
Geppetto?
That's what I named him.
I had no idea you could milk a cat.
Oh, yeah, you can milk anything with nipples.
I have nipples, Greg. Could you milk me? Oh, Mr. Lee.
I stuffed up Geppetto.
Geppetto. Oh, dear.
Geppetto. Oh, I can't say it.
Ben Stiller would be absolutely livid with you, Mr. Lee.
Oh, he would be.
Did I give it away?
I think you did give it away.
I think, but if you couldn't pick up on that, there's something seriously wrong. If you think absolutely. You know which movie it is, head online now, forum6.com.au or to the odeon5.com.au. And Mr. Lee, the link is there.
Yes, and all you do is just click on the link and an email pops up and you just put in your answer and your name and we will get in contact with you next week.
Plain and simple. And of course, you have until Wednesday, to get that one in. Yes. Yeah, get that one in by Wednesday and you could be off to see a movie of your choosing. How good is that? Free movie tickets. Nothing better.
And you can watch anything.
Yes, yes. All just for listening to a couple of idiots acting out a scene. Nothing better. Nothing better, I say. But you did pretty well, Mr. Lee. I think that is definitely definitely an
eight. I think
that
was our best.
I think it was. That was really, really good. I think it was. Apart from you stuffing up a couple of lines, which I knew you were going to do.
You gave me the biggest part.
Like, I did. I had the big part last week, so I thought, no, I'll give you the big part.
I can't read.
That's very evident after this exercise, Mr. Lee. Very evident. No, you did very well, Mr. Lee. I'm very proud of you.
Oh, thank you.
Very proud of you.
I'm proud of you too, Jay. You did well.
We're nailing this stuff. So you know what? Because of that, we're going to bring back another movie okie next week, I reckon. So do another scene for more movie tickets. Mr. Lee, that is us done and dusted for this week. What's plans for the weekend?
It does, yes. This weekend, I'm actually got the footy on in Tamworth, West and Knights. And also on Sunday, I'm going to catch a movie and I'm hoping it's going to be If.
Nice. See, you're getting in on a preview screening.
Yes, which is very exciting.
Look again, Mr. Lee, getting all the perks and JT over here.
Yeah.
Yep, just getting the dregs. That's it.
What are you up to?
I am Mother's Day, of course, on Sunday. So I'll be gearing up for that.
Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers.
To all the mums out there, yes. Happy Mother's Day. Hopefully you take mum to see a movie too. And shout it, spoiler at the candy bar.
Buy her a popcorn and a choc top.
Yes, exactly. And a packet of Maltesers and a nice drink. Just go all out on mum. But happy Mother's Day to all our Talking Flicks mums. We appreciate obviously everything you do. Mr. Lee, we'll catch you again next Friday to talk more movies. Have a wonderful week.
You too. I cannot wait to talk to you again and maybe I can tell you some more exciting news about ABBA or something.
Maybe you can, or maybe you can sing us a song next week. Actually, that's what you're going to do, so be prepared for that.
Okay, I'll try.
Want more Talking Flicks? Get your fix with every episode anywhere, anytime. Just search Talking Flicks on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.